AP News. I'm Ed Donahue at the NATO summit.
Ukraine will prevail. And I want you to know we're going to be with you every step of the way.
President Biden met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and announced a new $225 million aid package for Ukraine. Zelensky says the U.S. must lift limits on using its weapons to strike military targets in Russia.
If we want to win, if we want to prevail, if we want to save our country and to defend it, we need to lift all the limitations.
Later, all eyes will be on President Biden as he closes out the NATO summit of 32 leaders in Washington with a news conference. The number of Democratic doubters keeps growing who think the president should get out of the race. Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse is meeting with other Democrats.
We're having this meeting for a good reason, and we're very interested to hear how they make their case.
Hungary's national prime minister, Viktor Orban, is traveling to Florida to meet with former President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago today. John Doherty, a former Philadelphia labor leader who wielded significant clout in Pennsylvania politics, was sentenced to 6 years in prison for bribing a city council member and stealing nearly $600,000 from the union he ran for nearly three decades. She was in The Shining and played olive oil in the movie Popeye.
He's large.
Her publicist says Shelley Duvall has died from complications of diabetes in Texas. Shelley Duvall was 75. Prosecutors are trying to cast Alec Baldwin as someone who flouts rules and has little regard for safety. At the first day of his New Mexico trial and the shooting of a cinematographer, the special prosecutor repeatedly referred to Baldwin playing make-believe with a revolver on the set of the movie Rust. Stocks are mixed in midday trading. This is AP News. The government announced a $241 million settlement with Marathon Oil
for alleged air quality violations at the company's oil and gas operations in the 4th Berthold Indian Reservation in North Dakota. The Environmental Protection Agency and Department of Justice said the settlement requires Marathon to reduce climate and health-harming emissions from those facilities and will result in 2.3 million tons worth of pollution reduction. While Marathon Oil is the country's 22nd largest oil producer based on 2022 data, federal agencies said it's also the 7th largest emitter of greenhouse gas emissions in the oil and gas industry. Much of its emissions come from flaring, the industry practice of burning off waste gases, which also releases methane, a particularly potent contributor to climate change. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
The Biden administration sanctioned a Venezuelan gang as a transnational criminal organization and offered a $12 million reward for its leader's arrest. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.